happy almost training camp. Tell us a little bit about the third annual Marner All-Star Invitational.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for having me on. Well, last night was our cocktail night of bringing everyone in, kind of having auction items out, getting everyone together. Obviously, it's a little different with the COVID restrictions, but it's still great just to have this event and have it go smoothly. And then today's an on-ice. There's four different pads, and all the pads have different skills on it. And we're going to have all the pros out trying to help out the kids get through it as smooth as possible and give them tips as well.
So, you know, you're out there with the fans, and that's always been one of your strengths. So do you get a sense as the season gets started again? I know we saw you on with Tim McAuliffe that you get your head as a fan that there were three real disappointing games. But before that, there were 60 games, 56 regular season, four playoff games that really went according to script. And you have to pick up where you were at that point and go from there?
You know, the past is the past. So we're done with that. We're just looking forward to getting this training camp going. It's coming very quickly, and old team's really here now. It's getting together. So it's exciting times, and, you know, it should be an exciting start.
With Mitch Marner of the Toronto Maple Leafs, this is Leadoff, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. How'd the summer play out for you, Mitch? I mean, you post those. I'll tell you what, right now, I don't get enough exercise in my life, but I watch the videos that you and others post, and I just sweat looking at it. Did you change anything up this summer, kind of back to the routine? You're obviously in good health. How'd the summer play out for you?
Yeah, I mean, summer's great. You know, just went back to just trying to train and get better for this upcoming season. I mean, that's always the goal, is to try and come back and be better than you were the season before that. So I felt that I put a lot of work in, and you know, I feel great on that ice. And it's like I said, training camp's only about a week away, so it's exciting times here in Toronto, and should be a lot of fun.
So talk about your event today, because you mentioned about some what's going on for the people that aren't familiar. Sometimes people have traditional golf tournaments and that, but you've gone away from doing something or say rather innovative, something different.
Yeah, I mean, that was kind of the thing. I mean, I feel like a lot of hockey guys or, you know, charities always do the golf tournaments. And I've been pretty lucky to meet Natasha Barona at the It Factor. And she's dealt with a lot of football players. And they had this for football a couple times. And, you know, she kind of gave me this idea that let's go something, you know, kind of new that people haven't experienced. And that's a two-day event of the one night being a cocktail night and auctioning off items and live auction and being able to kind of, I guess, have dinner and cocktails with the athletes. And then the next day of getting on the ice, you know, we're lucky to have four pads and try and make it so that the kids kind of get on ice with us. They get that experience. They get the tips. They get the help that they want. And they also get to have a lot of fun with us on the ice. So want to do something new. And it's been a lot of fun for the past 2 years, and excited for the third one to start up.
So wondering, when you were a kid, is there a hockey school you remember that a real cool interaction with an NHL player when you were younger?
Actually, no, not really. I just remember, you know, the one that really sticks out was, I remember it was hilarious. I think I was going to a hockey game and I was a little, probably was like six or seven or something like that. And I remember I met PK Subban at McDonald's. He was, I think, just going to Montreal. He just finished up in Belleville, and that was a pretty cool little story and cool little time meeting him. But that's really the only one that comes to mind.
When you think of your charitable endeavors here, the Marner Assist Fund, Mitch, you're heavily involved in the community. Where do you hope to take the Marner Assist Fund? If you're to project it out, apportioning the funds, supporting kids, et cetera, where do you see this all going in the next 5 to 10 years?
Hopefully just keep getting bigger and bigger. Keep having to get bigger venues and, you know, hopefully just keep having more people want to be a part of it and donate money. All of it's going to a great cause of, you know, trying to help children and the youth. And, you know, I think that in 5 to 10 years, this could be a very, very big event. So it's exciting times to look ahead to that. I hope it does turn out to be one of the biggest events, but, you know, I think it's just, even right now, we're raising a lot of money for these youth and these children. And it's for me, it's just really exciting. And you know, I'm pretty lucky to have all the athletes that come and take time out of their busy schedules for us, and all the people that come to donate their money. It's very, we're very grateful for it.